So we can go.
Okay. Well, good morning, everyone. I'd like to call the April 16th, 2020 special meeting to order at 8:03. Siobhan, would you please call the roll?
Steve Buell, are you still with us?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. Now we got you. Okay. Chief Dyke?
Here.
Alderman Rizzotto?
Here.
Chief Pasquarelli?
Here.
Chief Aunt Nori?
Here.
Alderman Bruno?
Here.
Chief Keegan?
Here.
Swanson?
Here.
Alderman Turner? Chief Rollins?
Here.
Chief Krawczyk?
Here.
Okay, also present are myself and Siobhan.
And also present, Chief Clucci, Chief Sikora, and that's it from.
Okay, we have a quorum. Director Shellstreet, would you move ahead then and read item one into the record, and then go ahead and present your item for discussion?
Thank you very much. Item one is a resolution authorizing the provision of emergency sick leave benefits due to the coronavirus pandemic. The background on this agenda item is previously the city of Geneva had included TRICOM when they discussed and responded to the Family First Coronavirus Response Act, commonly known as the FFCRA. However, upon a discussion with our legal counsel, the more appropriate tack to take with this would have been for the TRICOM board to enable our, or to respond to the implementation of this act. The reason for that is the bargaining agreement is between the board of directors and MAP. It's not between the city of Geneva and MAP. So legal counsel advised us that we indeed should have our own resolution authorizing this act and implementing any parts that the board so chose. The resolution that you have in front of you, 2020-2, does just that. Section one identifies all of the dispatchers and employees here as emergency responders. Therefore, we would be exempting all of the employees here from the provisions of the act. However, we do have one employee here who is currently in process with this. She had applied through the City of Geneva process to utilize these benefits because she was already in this. Legal counsel advised us to continue with that. And you can see in section two where she will be able to continue up to April 30th of this year. Since we will be exempted from the provisions of the act, we are authorizing, or staff is recommending, the authorization of 80 hours of emergency paid sick leave if indeed you become sick, essentially, if you're impacted by the virus. Then certainly we don't want you at work, or if you have to quarantine, or if your physician is recommending that you quarantine, staff is recommending that the board authorize 80 hours of paid sick leave for those purposes. Also, section five allows employees to supplement the paid time off with their accrued benefit time. This is consistent with how the City of Geneva has implemented this act. And then we have our own form. This resolution authorizes me to approve or deny this benefit. Right now, we only have one person who's utilized it. And I would recommend as staff that the board approve resolution 2020-2.
Thank you, Director Shellstreet. Before I entertain a motion, is there any questions for the director? Okay.
The one person that is receiving it, they won't get the additional 80 hours on top of that, will they?
No, that is correct. Currently, she's utilized approximately 30 hours, so she would have another 50 hours to utilize if she so chose. She's been extremely helpful and working all of this out.
Any other questions for Joe? Before I entertain a motion, Joe, I would just like to tell you that I received a demand a bargain letter yesterday from MAP. We had enacted this in St. Charles at the beginning of the month. We talked to both unions, both the officers and the sergeants union. They felt that they were on the same page as management. And then yesterday, Clark Baird and Smith, Ben Garrett received a letter from Steve Calcaterra with a demand a bargain. I have a copy of his rebuttal letter if anybody needs to see it. He thinks we're in solid shape and in a good position on this. Like what Joe did, we worked with him on the resolution, so he drafted it just like CBS did for TRICOM. So I just want to bring that out there. I can send it out to the group if anybody would like to read our response or what MAP sent us via email.
Yeah, that would be great if you can do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then before we... Can I ask a couple of questions before you?
Sure, go ahead, Pat.
I'm just looking optically. I know some of the agencies have not put this in place at their own agencies. How many so far have done this?
Just, I know St. Charles did our entire, we did Public Works, Fire, and Police.
We did not in Geneva.
I don't think we did either in South Elgin.
We have not in the Navy either.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just looking at from the optic side of things, how this looks, you know, for all of us. And Joe, I get it. you know, we're also a small shop and, you know, can't keep operations going if everyone takes advantage of the government assistance that's provided here if it lasts long term. So we understand why it's happening.
Now, Joe, you have talked to our union, right, about this?
That is correct, yeah. Here I would feel very comfortable in saying that we would run a risk of, if this was allowed to continue, if one person takes it off, because of our staffing situation the way it is, that's going to put an enormous burden on everyone else. And then my deep concern is if people become tired, then certainly we have a number of folks here who are single parents who could also take advantage of this, and it won't take much, folks, and we're going to be in a real hurt. Our ability to continue to provide the service would be impacted very shortly.
Without hearing other questions, can I have a motion for approval?
So moved.
Second.
Alderman Bruno, is there a second by Chief Krawczyk?
Yep.
Siobhan, let's do a roll call on this.
Thank you.
No.
Stankey?
Yes.
Alderman Risotto?
No.
Pastorelli?
Yes.
Cantanori?
Yes.
Alderman Bruno?
Yes.
Chief Kagan?
Yes.
Chief Swanson?
Yes.
Rollins?
No.
Krawczyk?
Yes.
I believe the motion passes?
Yes, 6 yes, 3 no.
Okay. Motion carries. Director Shellstreet, any other business to attend to?
No other business.
No one from the public chimed in. We did post this pursuant to the Public Meetings Act, Open Meetings Act?
Yes.
Okay. Any other discussion for the good of the order? Okay, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries, we are adjourned. I believe our next meeting, just while everybody's on, is Siobhan, will you confirm for the group our next meeting? I think it's 13. Pardon me?
May 13th at 8 a.m. is what
May 13th at 8.
Sorry.
Yep.
Okay, and obviously we'll see what happens with the gubernatorial order, but for right now we're planning on meeting. We'll see what happens. If we need to do a virtual meeting like today, we'll do so. Have a good day, everyone.
Take care. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Signing off.